Praise the Lord. Enjoy the
Blog
show.
Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power. There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army right. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
Bible tell me there is no other name whereby given among men that we must be saved. But at the name of Jesus, there's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, God anointed that young woman to sing that song. I just marvel at the awesomeness of God. I marvel at the gifts that he has given unto men. Do anybody have a gift today? Hallelujah. And if you do, make sure that gift is being used to glorify and magnify your Lord and your Savior. Oh, I bless the Lord today. Ah, hallelujah. I thank him for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. I thank him for another opportunity to be on Block Talk Radio with New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection where we are empowering. We're going to empower souls for destiny. How many want to be empowered to go where God has destined you to be? Amen. Anybody sick and tired of being sick and tired? Hallelujah. Well, if you are, you're on the right line today. Oh, glory to God. We greet you in the matchless, awesome, magnanimous, precious, wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We greet each and every one of you all in Radio Land. We thank God for our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, and we thank God for what he is doing. Ah, if you're ready for a move, somebody say, move, God, move by your spirit. Ah, we're excited today. Hey, glory to God, I've been excited for a long time. I'm always excited about Jesus. I'm always excited about the things of God. Amen, God, when God puts something in your spirit, hey, glory to God, you ought to get excited. Amen. So we're excited about what God is doing in this season. Hallelujah. How many know that this is a season for favor? This is a season for grace. This is a season for every seed that you've sown to sprout out. Hallelujah. This is the season. Now, don't get jealous if you're not in that category, amen, where this is a season that you're having and it's real dry, amen, trust God. Begin to activate that gift that is inside of you. Don't get jealous of your brother and your sister because they're out working. They're out laboring in the vineyard. But you have the same opportunity. God said, I've given to you according to your several abilities. Amen. I saw Apostle Hill post something about don't get angry with folks that are working. Get out and do what God has called you to do. Amen. So we're excited. We're excited. I'm excited about this citywide crusade and the ministry launch that will be held in September the 4th through the 6th in the home of my birth, New Orleans, Louisiana. Amen. We're about to see the vision come to pass. Amen. And I tell you, anytime God, as we ministered on yesterday, anytime God have impregnated you with vision, amen, and you begin to see that birthing process, you begin to see it come alive, hallelujah, you get excited, hey, glory to God. So I'm excited about what God is doing, and I tell you, we have a wonderful man of God that's with us today, amen. We have been in fellowship for a couple of years now, amen, and I tell you, he's a man of God that love God. He's a man that believe in prayer. He's a man that believe in fellowship. He's a man that believe in fasting. He's a man that believe in walking in the things of God. Amen. And we're just so happy that he's taken out of his busy schedule. Amen. He's all over the country. He's all over the country doing crusades and doing prophetic revivals and just being a blessing to the leaders and being a blessing to the body of Christ. And we're just so thankful that God connected us with this man of God. Amen, amen. We try to follow him and try to support what he is doing because we know it is of God. And when you know somebody is following Jesus, amen, they're following in the footsteps of Jesus, those are the people that you should want to be connected with. Amen. So we're happy to have him with us today, and we're not going to hold him because right after he get off this line, he hosts a Blog Talk Radio show, and it airs, amen, at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. That's 5:30 Central Time and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. You can access that information. He's on Facebook. He's on Twitter. Amen. He's on YouTube. Amen. I don't know the number by heart, but when he come on, he'll give you that information. And if you ever need a word from God, if you need some prayer, if you need some encouragement, hallelujah, this man of God will certainly do that. Amen. He's a man that hails all the way from Miami, Florida. Hallelujah. He's a Mississippi boy. Amen. But he came through New Orleans. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have a kinship. Amen. We have a sister and brotherhood. I love him as a brother. Amen. I love him as a man of God that will encourage you. Amen. He have encouraged me during this transition and even before this transition. Amen. So we're not going to take up too much of his time because we know he has a busy, busy schedule. But after the man of God come and minister the word, and that's what we're doing this month. We're getting ready. You know how you all watch Scandal and Tyler Perry, the Have-Nots and all that. They start giving you some previews. Amen. And they start talking about what's going to happen on the next episode. Amen. Well, the Lord told me to get you all ready for this crusade. And that's why we're talking about our theme, Empowering Souls for Destiny. Amen. And these men and women of God, some of them will be the speakers. Apostle Anthony Hill will be one of our speakers there in that crusade. So we're going to have some other speakers that won't be on the ticket to speak, amen, but they're going to be coming and expounding on this theme, Empowering Souls for Destiny. If you're not encouraging somebody and telling them about the word of God and telling them about their destiny in Christ Jesus, well, I admonish you today to get busy and do that, amen. So we're excited. I don't know if y'all could hear it, hallelujah, but I'm feeling it in my spirit. And how many know when there's a blessing, on the horizon, amen, we know the opposing factor is always there. Ah, hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you today, no weapon formed against us. This crusade is coming. Hey, it's coming forward. Hallelujah. The man of God encouraged me this morning and said, God, I have more with me than I have against me. Hallelujah. And those that are with me, those are the ones that we're focusing on. So it gives me great pleasure today, amen, to introduce to you this man of God. Hallelujah. Our speaker for the hour. He also has a group. Let the prophet and the prophetess speak. And that's the name of his blog talk show. Let the prophet and the prophetess speak. Amen. And when you receive the word of a prophet, walk in your blessing. Amen. A true prophet, a genuine prophet. Hallelujah. Not none of these man-made ones. Ah, glory to God. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce to some and present to others. And he'll come on and open up with a word of prayer. And however the Lord lead him today, amen, we're going to say, yes, Lord, amen. That's none other than Apostle Anthony Hill, all the way from Miami, Florida. God bless you, man of God. Ah, Jesus.
God bless you. God bless you, amen. God bless you, Prophetess Adrian Bernard, and to all of you, amen, that are part of the New Destiny Ministries. We do want to take this moment to greet you, all of you, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. Father God, Lord, you're worthy. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory, and you're worthy of all the honor. I pray right now, Lord God, that you would saturate these phone lines, these internet lines, iPad, iPods, whatever technology that they're listening to this broadcast. Lord, let your glory radiate through it right now. In the name of Jesus, we break every shackle call. We break the back of the enemy right now. Shadow the Lord rebuke you. Shadow the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We come against every witch, every warlock that seeks to hinder the move of God. We bind the works of the devil. You have no place here. You have no place in this line. You have no place in this ministry. In Jesus' name, we give you praise, God. We give you honor. And we shut up to you on our in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I do want to greet you today. Amen. We're not going to keep you long. Amen. But I do want to, I want to share a word tonight, amen, this evening, that I promise you is going to bless you. Amen. Mm. The theme of this week is empowering souls to your destiny.
Mm.
Empowering souls to your destiny. And tonight, this evening, I want to deal with the subject, the process. To your destiny, there's a process that one must take. There's a process that one must undergo. So tonight, I want to deal with the subject, it's all a part of the process.
All right.
Everything, you need to hear me, everything that you're going through, I know it seems as though that the enemy is telling you that God has forsaken you. The enemy is telling you that God is not with you. The enemy is telling you that God has abandoned you, and he's not concerned about what you're going through. And I know the devil is telling many of you today, under the sound of my voice, my prayers are in vain. Hallelujah to God.
Come on.
It seems as though that the more that I pray, the worse the situation becomes. But I stop by this evening to tell you, maybe everything that that you're going through, God don't waste nothing. Huh? He feels every pain. He knows every wound. He's familiar with every hurt that you're going through. But you got to understand that the Bible says that all things, y'all don't hear me, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and called according to his purpose.
Mm.
So the process is not always easy. The process is not always feel good. The process does not always make you smile. Sometimes the process bring you to your knees. Sometimes the process bring tears out of your eyes.
Yeah.
But you have to understand that God is pushing you. He's pushing you to your destiny. He's pushing you to your calling. He's pushing you to new heights. He's pushing you to new dimensions. He's pushing you to glory to glory. Y'all hear me? He's pushing you to a greater anointing. Hallelujah to God. Ben Wright wrote a song back in the 70s that said, no pain, no gain.
Come on.
Y'all hear me? She said, no pain. What are you saying, Father? If you're not willing to take it, if you're not willing to go through the fire, a lot of people want to pat me. Oh, hand me down a anointing. But baby, listen here. The destiny that God is calling you to is going to require some fasting. The destiny that God is requiring you is going to cause you to get before the Lord on your face. Listen to me. Hallelujah to God. You want to be empowered. You want to be empowered to your destiny. But you don't want to go through the process. Hallelujah to God. I remember when I was in school, we went through an art class, and we had to take up ceramics. Hallelujah to God. And I never forget, the art teacher came in the classroom, and she threw down a big old block of clay, and she said, make me a vase. Hallelujah to God. But when we looked at the vase, when we looked at the clay, it didn't look like nothing. Hallelujah, God. There was no shape. There was no form in the clay. Hallelujah, God. It was just a big old block. Glory to God. It was just a big old block. But my God, somebody said to me, to heal, we got to make a vase up out of this thing. How do we do it? I said, well, number one, you need the scalpel. What's the scalpel for? You got to begin to take off some things. Hallelujah to God. You got to get ready. You got to get rid of the dead stuff. You got to get rid of the weightiest. We can't build no vessel with all of this weight. So first thing we got to do, we got to eliminate the weight. Hallelujah to God. We got to eliminate some people that's stopping you.
Ah,
you to your death. You got to eliminate some family members. You got to eliminate some friends. You got Amosha, the Bible says, and the book of Hebrews, it's a lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily beset us. Watch this, children. Hallelujah to God. And once we got the clay, and we began to cut, but they gave us a cup of water. They gave us a bowl of water. And I asked somebody, I said, what's the water for? They said, the water is to keep the clay wet. So you can't move. You can't form the clay. And with dryness, it's got to stay wet. And hallelujah to God. And the Lord took me in the spirit. He said, the water represents the anointing. Hallelujah to God. You need the anointing in order to do what God has called you to do. You got to have the anointing, baby. Oh, God, help me today. It's all about the anointing. It's all about the anointing. Watch this. And as we begin to formulate that bowl, as we begin to formulate that vase, hallelujah to God, we begin to put it on the potter's wheel. Some of y'all right now, the Lord got you on the potter's wheel. It don't feel good. You say, God, take me off this thing. They're talking about me. Take me off this wheel, Lord. They're lying on me. Take me off this wheel, Lord. They're scandalizing my name. Take me off this wheel, God. I don't want to go through this. I didn't want to go through this. But let me tell you something. The Bible says, arm yourselves. Likewise. Hallelujah to God. The same suffering, the same pain that my Savior went through. Hallelujah to God. The Bible says, he did not say one mumbling word. He kept his mouth closed. He kept his mouth closed because he knew it was part of the process. Somebody said, thank God for the process.
Thank God for the process.
Thank you for the process, Lord. Watch this, children. I'm almost finished. Watch this. And on the clay, we kept molding. We kept shaping it. We kept dipping water in our hands. We kept turning the wheel. Somebody said, wait a minute. The same piece of block that was thrown on the deck. But somebody said, yes, it was. But no longer is it a block no more. That same block has took form. What are you saying, prophet? Some of y'all today, when you came to God, you was a block of a mess. When you came to God, you was a block of a sin. Oh, bless his name. Oh, my God. But when the Lord she come to your sheet, but when the Lord began to put you on a part of wheel. That block begin to formulate somebody. That block begin to formulate your prophet. That block begin to formulate your prophetess. That block begin to formulate your apostle. That block. That piece of clay that looked like nothing begin to take form. Hear me today. Hear me today. And watch this. Oh, God, help me today. And watch this as we begin to continue to move with the clay. Hallelujah to God. And begin to take shape. And begin to look like something. Hallelujah to God. That's what the devil almost shot. And that's how my God is. Hallelujah to God. When we came to God, I was tore up from the floor up. Hallelujah to God. I want to sit to Leah. And God knows I wasn't ready to die. Hallelujah. God. My life was in turmoil. My mind was in turmoil. Everything I touched was in turmoil. Came to Jesus. I don't know about you today, but I said, I came to Jesus just as I was. I was wounded. I was sad. Oh, Lord. But I found in him a resting place. When I came to the Lord, he made me glad. I said, when I came to him, the Bible says, come unto me, all ye that are labor, ye that are heavy laden. What do you stand for me? Just come. Forget about your look. I got you in the look. Don't worry about your look. You just come. Don't worry about the dice. You just come. Don't worry about the needles. You just come. Don't worry about the crack pipe. You just come. Don't worry about how much butter you're selling. You just come.
Hey, hey.
Hey. Hallelujah. He said, come, Mabasha. He said, come, Mabasha. He said, come, Mabasha. He said, come unto me. Watch this. Watch this. And we begin to formulate the bow. We begin to formulate the bow. Hallelujah to God. Somebody crossed the room. So wait a minute. That looked like something. And we got a smile on our face. We said, baby, you ain't seen nothing yet. They're just a touch. They're just the beginning. That's what you got to tell the devil. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. I know you thought, I wasn't going to make it. I know you thought I wasn't going to be anything. I know you thought that they had counted me out. I know you thought I ran to a dead end. I know you thought I hit a brick wall. But I'm so glad today. I said, I'm so glad that I serve a risen Savior. I said, I'm so glad that he walks with me. I'm so glad that he talks with me. I'm so glad that he tells me that I'm his own. Y'all don't hear me today. I said, I'm glad about it. I'm glad that he had my destiny in mind. I'm glad. I look like a piece of dirt when I came. I look like a piece of blog when I came. Oh, my God. I thank God for the potter's wheel. I thank God for the process. I said, I thank you for the process. I said, I thank you for the process. I thank you for molding me. I thank you for shaping me. I thank you today. If it had not been for God, I don't know where in the world I'd be. If it had not been from the Lord on my side, I'd still be in crack alley. If it had not been from the Lord on my side, I'd still be walking the streets of New Orleans, Louisiana, trying to hustle somebody. If it had not been from the Lord on my side, I'd be on Magazine Street, sleeping in a shelter. If it had not been from the Lord on my side, I'd be on Chef Highway, sleeping in a shelter somewhere. But I thank God tonight. I thank God tonight. I thank him for destiny. I thank him for destiny. I said, I thank him. I thank you for destiny. Watch this, and I'm almost finished. We took that piece of clay. We put that piece of clay, and over in the corner, it was called a keel. It was called a furnace. And they said, put it in the furnace. And we said, well, why are you going to put it in the furnace? They said, well, here's the deal. It got to go through the fire. Hallelujah to God. It got to go. I wish it had not had to. But I got to let you go through the fire. Because it's in the fire. And I'll make you who you are. It's in the fire. It's in the fire. Somebody's in the fire. It's in the fire. That I give you anointing. It's in the fire. That I make you seek my face. It's in the fire. It's in the fire. Where you turn down your plate. It's in the fire. The Lord said, a process, and watch this. When that ceramic piece come out the furnace, when that ceramic piece come up out of the furnace, it's the most beautiful thing that you ever want to see. The glaze is sparkling. It's shining. Why? Because it endured the process. Hallelujah to God. Now you got people who was willing to stomp on the dirt, who was willing to throw the clay away. Now around those same people, huh? Taking $100 bills, huh? Taking $1,000 checks, huh? And
come
paying
on.
For that with what was. Huh? It used to be what's up our shot. It used to be. Huh? That's what God says. Huh? We are used to be, huh? But we're not that no more. Huh? You're not
that
no more. Huh? Hallelujah, uh-huh. God. Huh? So in my closing today, huh? A part of the process, huh? The Bible says, huh? Forgetting those scenes, huh? Of what's up behind. Huh? He said, forget. He said, forget the past. He said, I'll press toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah to God. There's a push in my spirit today. There's a push. There's something down inside of me telling me to go ahead. I said, something down in my sanctified soul is telling me to go ahead. Can I get somebody today to say, go ahead? Somebody go ahead. Somebody shout, go ahead. Go ahead. Let them scandalize your name. I dare you to get up off that pity pot. To have a pity party.
Yeah.
It ain't time to say, oh, woe is me. But now is the time. I said, now is the time.
Woo.
The Bible says, in 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, and the 12th verse, it's a thing enough strain concerning the fiery trials. That which ought to try ye. What are you saying, prophet? The fiery trial is all part of the process. It's all part of the process. The very thing that you're going through today is a part of the process. The very thing that you're encountering today is a part of the process. Y'all don't hear me today. It's a part of the process. So watch this. In the 13th verse, is after you go through the fire, the 13th verse of 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, the 13th verse of Count of Joy. He said, Count of Joy, now is the time to get your praise on. I said, now is the time to get your praise on.
Yes, Lord. How you know most?
Thank you for the process. Thank him for the process. Thank him for the process.
Yes, Lord. How you know most?
Lift your hands right now. Lift your hands. After the most. Come to the end, baby, Lord Jesus. Come to the end, baby, Lord, I thank you for every storm in my life. I thank you, Lord. Y'all don't know. But in 2005, in New Orleans had a hurricane. They called Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
It came through the city and wiped the city out. People were losing their lives. People got depressed. People were giving up. Folks were crying because of Hurricane Katrina. But let me be honest with you. That hurricane, the very thing that devastated the city, the very thing that took lives, have turned around and become a blessing to so many people. Had not it had been for the hurricane, some of the people would not have a home like they have today. Hallelujah, Lord. Had not the hurricane came, would not be there today. But I thank God for the process. Thank him.
Yes, Lord.
Thank him for the
process. Yes, God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
It's all.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
It's all. It's all.
A
part of the process. Lift your hands.
Jesus, Jesus.
I feel glory. I feel glory right now.
Glory, glory, glory.
I feel glory.
Glory. You don't know more she.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
It's all a part of the process. Oh,
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
Thank you for this word. You don't know Messiah. Glory.
Yes, Lord.
It's all
yes,
a
Lord.
Part. It's all a part. It's all
yes,
a
Lord.
Part. You don't know Messiah.
You
don't know Messiah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank
you for the process.
Thank
you,
Lord God.
Thank you for the fire. Thank you for the fire. I didn't understand it, Lord. I didn't understand what I was going through. Matter of fact, I wanted to throw in the towel. Matter of fact, I wanted to walk away. But today, I give you praise for the process in Jesus' name. Pastor Bernard is back in your hand.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That word was for me. It's all a part of the process. God didn't promise us no flowery beds of ease. Prophet Apostle Hill, he said, if you suffer with me, so how do we expect the rain without suffering? We can't reign with Christ without suffering. It's all a part of the process. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to open up the lines and have the man of God, if you have any specific, special prayer requests, I want him to pray for Prophet Michael Lewis. Amen. He lost his daughter last week, and we want to pray for that bereaved family. But if you have any special requests, hallelujah, we're going to open up the lines. We want you to hit the number one key, and we'll see who you are. And we're coming to those first, those that have a prayer request, because this man of God have his own radio broadcast that he's got to attend in a little bit. Amen. So we want to open up the lines. If you have a special prayer request, a special need, amen, hit the one. The number one key on your phone, and Sister Ruby will recognize you and open up. Open up your line. It's all a part of the process. That word encouraged me. I don't know about you all, but he said something so profound. If it had not been, for the Lord who was on our side, I wasn't living here, but I was here during Katrina. I got out a day in advance. Amen, because the Lord allowed me to get out. Hey, glory, but I took some people with me. I took my two brothers, and I took my nephew with me. Hey, my mama rolled the storm out. Hey, glory to God. I tell you, I wasn't a resident. Hallelujah, but I came to New Orleans to get my 13-year-old granddaughter. Glory to God, and guess what? What they meant for evil, God turned it around for our good. I had her out there, it was 5 or 6 months, amen, before the DA went and got her. She could have been one of them laying in the water, day drown. But God protected her. But God's hand came against her, those that did what they did. I can say today I'm still standing as Prophet Apostle Hill already said, because of the Lord that we're standing. No good thing that we've done. He said some of these people wouldn't have never been blessed. So Katrina was a blessing to some. Hallelujah. But that word, when you look at that word, Katrina, God, and I'm going to let Prophet come and pray for y'all. The word Katrina, the name, the meaning of that word mean cleansing. God, 9 years later, this month will be the anniversary of the 9th year anniversary of Katrina. God did some cleansing in this city. Amen. I didn't know, hallelujah, that I would be back here to do a work here in this city 9 years later after Katrina. Oh, but God knows it's all a part of the process. I hear you, prophet. Ah, you know the Messiah. Ooh, that was a word. Hallelujah. Don't have to be long. Hallelujah. For it to be anointed. Ah, God, I bless you today. Sister Ruby. Hey, you know the Messiah. Sister Ruby. Anybody need prayer? We come into your doors that have pressed the number one key. We come into you. So Sister Ruby gonna go right on down with those that need special requests. Make it known to the Prophet Hill before he get off the line. Amen. God bless you, man of God. God, that was a word. It's all a part of the process. Amen. Open it up, Sister Ruby. Ah, oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ah, woo, we bless you today.
Area code 909.
All right, a lot of static. Somebody on. Can you mute your line until we get to you? Amen. Sister Ruby, those that have pressed the number one key, we going to them.
909, I think I hear you speaking. 6791.
Yes, good afternoon. God bless you.
Bless
God
you
bless you, caller. Can we have your name and tell us what area you're calling from?
This is Christine. I'm calling from Southern California, up in the mountains.
All right. Stockton?
No,
Stockton, yes. In California.
Okay, all right. God bless you, woman of God.
Okay,
God bless you.
Did you want prayer for Prophet Hill?
Yes.
Go ahead. Give him your prayer request.
There's a little girl at my church. She's 14, born with spinal bifida. She's undergoing surgery right now on her legs so she can walk. And I'm praying for housing.
Okay. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, come against every sickness in that child's body right now. Lord, right now, I stretch forth your healing hand. Abba, you know she. I stretch forth your healing hand right now. Abba, there she. Lord, guide the hands of the surgeons. Guide the hands of the surgeons. In the name of God, I speak a speedy recovery right now. And Lord, I pray for housing. Lord, you say you'll supply all of our needs. Lord, meet the need right now. Hey, Abba, you know she. Meet the need right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch Sister Christina. Touch the Lord. Let them all shout. Saturate her with your glory. Ah, yes, Lord. Saturate her with your glory. Saturate her with your anointing. In the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, Father. We give you praise, God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you. Amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, for calling in. Truly, we appreciate
you.
Taking out of your busy schedule and coming on the line. Amen.
Thank
God bless you.
God
who's
bless
next?
You.
God bless. God bless.
Sister
King.
Sister
County King. Done.
Praise the Lord. I really enjoyed that word. It was exactly what I needed. And my prayer request is for my entire family, that the Lord unify us. You know, because we are not unified ever since our mom's passing. And that is my prayer, that the Lord unify our family. Because we all we got. Besides God, we all we got. And that's what our parents would have wanted. So it's a lot of division going on. My prayer is for the Lord to unify our family. Thank you. Praise the Lord. And I thank you for that word. It was very encouraging.
God bless you. Anyway, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for unity. I thank you for unity in the family. Lord, I speak peace. Oh, my God. I speak peace in his family right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for this woman of God that's standing in proxy for her family. Lord, I thank you for her in the most sharp. Now, no one ever see. Woman of God, I don't know who you are, but I want you to lift your hands. The anointing of God is getting ready to visit you like you've never seen before. The hand of God have caused that bedazzled prophetic anointing, even from a little girl, the Lord have had upon you. You've been different. You've been different. And if you ever wonder why you could never fit in with the crowd, and the reason being because God had his hands on you. You was chosen. You was called. You was chosen for the time this is. Hallelujah to God. And the Lord said, this is your season of miracles. This is your season of signs and wonders. Yes, Lord. He said, I'm going to begin to deal with you like you've never seen. I'm on my seat. Hallelujah to God. I'm on my seat. He said, I'm getting ready to bring you on a consecration. I'm getting ready to cause you to seek me by faith. Hallelujah to God. And when you come off this consecration, he said, I'm going to reveal myself unto you. Hear the Lord. I'm going to raise you up in the midst of your enemies. Yes, Lord. I hear you. He said, I'm going to raise you up. I'm going to raise you up in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. God bless you.
Thank
God bless you.
God bless you. I'm on the consecration right now. Thank you, God.
Lord, God Almighty. Lord, I know I hear you. I know I hear the Lord. I know I heard him.
Ah, Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory.
Sister Sherelle.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister T. We're trying to get to everybody. Hit the number one key if you have a special prayer request. Amen. We're going to get right to you, and then we're going to let the man of God, all those that have special prayer requests, hit that one key, and then we're going to let Apostle Hill go on because we don't want to hold him up. He's blessed man. Blessed us with this word today, and we want to let him go on and get ready for his radio broadcast. Amen. Anybody else?
Sister Sherelle.
Praise God. The message was also given on to God, Adrian Bernard.
God bless you.
The message was also awesome, being a part of the process. I know I am a part of the process, but I have a prayer request. My son, he came home from prison, and he's been on like 4 days, and Friday and Saturday came on. He was reading to me scriptures. He was saying that he was reading his daily bread. I didn't believe him, so I had him read to me. And so he's been reading. So every day he would call me and read to me. Well, Monday came, and my grandmother said some things to him to where now it's like pushing him back out into the street. And trying to explain to him that don't do it, don't think like that, because while you don't think in God, it's just, you know, he's being attacked right now. And I was like, I just need prayer for him and his strength, and I just pray for that.
Baby, let me interrupt you. Let me say something. Listen to the prophet, baby. Listen to me. You said he just came home from prison? He just got out?
Yes. Friday.
Okay. And you say, okay, that's fine. You say he's back in the streets already?
No. He don't want to go back there, but my grandmother, he got paroled to my grandmother. And his parole officer came to see him, and in the midst of him talking to his parole officer, my grandmother, he's been around her all his life. He do everything for her, but she has said that didn't want him there. She didn't want him paroled there. And he said, when she said that, he looked at her and he said he was hurt because he didn't know where that came from.
That's
and he
okay.
said, well, I won't be here. I'll go out there and I'll just do what I got to do.
Okay. Well, no, he's going to do. Listen to me. Listen to me. The same situation your son's been in, baby. I've been there. I came up for early release from prison, and folks turned my address down because the very ones I thought was going to take me in, they said, well, I don't want him here. I don't want him to. Listen. And you're talking about, I've been there, baby. I've been there. I've been there. But let me tell you something. If God, listen to me, if God before him, and I believe that God is, there's no weapon that's going to form against them. Don't you worry. He ain't going back to the street. I plant a hedge of protection around him right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I speak a hedge of protection around his mind.
Yes, God.
Around his spirit.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, I speak it right now.
Thank you, Lord.
He said the very taste of the street will leave his mouth right now. And I give you, Lord, I am a Messiah, and I speak a miracle to this family. I speak a miracle to this family in Jesus' mighty name.
Ah, glory to God. Jesus.
Baby, if I be a prophet of God, if I be God's prophet, by this Friday, you're going to see a miracle in your family.
Mm.
Thank you.
By this Friday of this week, you
yes,
will
Lord.
Witness a miracle in your family.
Mm.
Thank
you. God bless you. Go to peace. God bless.
Thank you.
God bless, Sister Sherelle. I'm getting your name right. We're going to, she was on up the top. Sister Renita.
Yes. Hello.
God bless.
How are you? How are you, Prophet Hill? How are you doing, sir?
God bless you, woman of God.
How are you? Can pray for me. Pray that my strength stays and grows stronger in the Lord. You know all my
Amen.
Other circumstances. There ain't none of that changed. I just got to push that to the side right now because God got some things for me to do, and I need to focus.
Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for your anointed vessel. And, Lord, I pray for strength. Lord, I speak over this woman of God's mind. I speak over her life right now. I say, Lord, yes, Lord. God, I thank you for supernatural strength.
Okay.
And I thank you for glory over her life. I thank you, yes, Lord. I thank you for glory over her life right now in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, we give you strength and you are mounted with eagles, wings of an eagle.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, the Lord, he's melting you up, my baby.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Get ready. Get ready. I want you to get ready. God, get ready to do something for you, my baby. Get ready. You hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Get ready. I mean, get ready. Prepare yourself. Prepare your heart. God's ready to use you mightily.
Thank you. Thank you.
In Jesus' name, God bless you. God bless you.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Sister Renita, we're going to Brother Chad. Brother Chad.
Good evening. How are you, Doctor? I'm just not getting on the line, so I haven't heard. Well, I know, Adrian, before I get to my turn, what's up? I want to ask, tell Adrian. Adrian? Hello?
Yes, Jazz, we have the lines open for any special prayer requests. Do you have a special prayer request? This is my 12-year-old nephew, Doc, Apostle Hill.
Hello?
Yeah, what is your prayer request?
I wanted to tell you, yeah, I wrote you to the conference. But since I didn't know about the number, I was just going to tell you on the line. So y'all can go ahead and continue with y'all going out. And I'll see you at 7 o'clock, Adrian.
Okay. Did you have a prayer request?
No.
Okay. Well, God bless you.
God bless you. Chad, when you go up to the top, we was asking for prayer, and you went up there for one. So that's why I opened your line. Okay. We're going to, I think that's everybody that has asked for prayer, has been prayed on. And we're going to... let's go to an unknown number. 703-4333.
God bless you. Thank you for calling in, caller. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to 850-0161.
God bless you, caller. Thank you for tuning in. Amen. Let's get Pastor Beatrice. She haven't asked for prayer, but I just feel led for Apostle Hill to pray for this woman of God, Pastor Beatrice Mark. Can you open her line?
Yes.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Martin.
God bless you. I was listening to the message, but an important phone call came in, and it was very awesome. I'm telling you, he spoke about how he was tore up and how God just delivered him and set him free. and he was talking about in order to get the anointing, we have to go through the fire, and we have to go through the fire and go through the furnace. And he talked about the process. If I didn't have to answer that call, I wouldn't have, but it was so important. He talked about we go through everything we go through because it's the process. And I thank God for the process, the molding and the shaping. He talked about
Oh, my God.
He talked about in order to mold and shape the clay, you have to stay wet. And he spoke of how the water represents, you know, the Holy Spirit, the Word. And I tell you, he was preaching. He was breaking it down. When you was Evangelist Adrian Bernard, when you was going, amen, and I was right there right along with you.
And all right, all right.
That's how Peter, you know, was talking about counting our joy. We go through our fiery trials because it's part of the process. It's a part of God making and molding us. So, I want to tell you that was an awesome word for me. And you said, tell the devil he ain't seen nothing yet. And that's just how I'm feeling, that the devil ain't seen nothing yet because I've been going through so much. But it's all in the process.
Well, we want Prophet Hill to pray for you, woman of God, and
thank
then we
you.
See Prophet Carlos on the line. I just feel you didn't press the number one key for prayer, but I just feel in my spirit, pray for this is the awesome woman of God there in Stockton, California, is doing a ministry call. It's all about Jesus. So we want the prophet to pray for her. Hey, it'll Messiah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you.
Father, I thank you right now. I thank you for your servant. I thank you, Lord,
thank you,
for your servant. Lord, for she is a servant. And I thank you, Lord, you set her aside. You set her aside for such a time as this to use her for the kingdom. I pray that every need in the ministry be met right now. I release your anointing over her ministry in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. May everyone that she come in contact with, Lord, the favor will be granted unto her in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Everything that she touched, Lord God Almighty, my God, I feel your glory today. Everything that she touched, I speak favor in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for favor, Father. Thank you for favor, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you for favor.
Lord, glory.
And we're more sharp. And we give you praise today. In Jesus' is mighty. Come on to your seat. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, God. Oh, you don't almost see it. You don't almost see it.
Bless your Father.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Pastor Abel and
Lord. After the broadcast, Pastor.
Pastor Adrian Bernard, let me say this to you, my dear. Let me say this to you, and I'm going to hang up, but I'll speak this to you. Eyes have not seen, said the Lord God Almighty. You have not begun to even see. The Lord said, you have not even begun to touch the surface. You have not even begun to scrap the surface of what God has in store for you, my daughter. There is such an anointing. Hey, can I not say, the Lord, I've anointed you as the spirit of the prophet of Elijah. Never, you will call down fire. You will call, you will change the atmosphere. Oh, come on. But the people, that the Lord, the people will grab hold to you just as Elijah and the Lord saw, the Lord see, the Lord saw, when people surround themselves with you, the love that was anointed of God, that's when your life radiates.
Yes, God.
You were walking builders. You were walking builders and never opened up your mouth, but your very presence would change the atmosphere.
You don't know more. Yeah. Jesus.
The Lord said, prepare for a lonely walk, but also prepare for a rewarded walk, because he said, no good thing, God. Yeah. The Lord said, no good thing, God, my son, what I would hold from you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Yoga thing. Now, I will speak this. I don't know what I'm looking out on Bullard Boulevard. And I'm looking over in the Eastover F State. I don't know what's over there in Eastover F State. But I want you, when you get the first opportunity, you go out on Bullard Boulevard, and I want you to go inside. It's a gated community. And the Lord said you drive, and whatever your heart desires, I'm going to give it to you. Hey, get ready. Now, Holy Ghost, let's get ready. And everything that I do with you has to be done on favor. It got nothing to do with your income. And it got nothing to do with your credit score. He says, all going to be based upon my favor, said the Lord God Almighty. And if I be a prophet of God, and I know that I am, it shall come to pass, said the Lord God Almighty. Your name will ring across this nation. Your name will ring across this nation. I literally see you flying in the airports. I literally see you doing two services. You just in and out of airports. I'm talking about that. Oh my God! You do one service in a city one morning, and you're in another city that night. God said, get ready. I'm on, shot. Get ready, sir. Get me emotion. I know, sir. I place an apostolic anointing upon you, my daughter, for such a time as this. But you will speak when you speak. Men will be made free. There's such an anointing on you, woman of God. You can go to the White House. You can go to the White House and eat dinner with the president and leave the White House and go sit right under a bridge and talk to a homeless woman, and she'll never know you just left the White House. The Lord said, don't you ever lose your common touch with the people. I will raise you up before kings and queens. But he says, your common touch that I made your ministry. That's as quick as you can change it to an $800 dress. The Lord said you can put on a pair of jeans just as quick as. That's why I give you favor. Oh, my God. You have a shepherd's heart.
Oh, Jesus.
And I speak this over you right now, that this ministry will prosper. This ministry will prosper, and donations will overflow.
Jesus.
You'll get so many donations, you can send me some. Oh, God, I'm talking to you. It's overflow, baby. Because there's vision, there's work that God has given you, and it's going to take finances to us, God Almighty. I'm going to say this to you, Prophetess. I see a women's shelter that the Lord is going to give you. I'm looking at a shelter for women and children. God's going to give you a building in New Orleans. It's going to be a homeless shelter for women and children.
Jesus.
The Lord said, get ready. On this building is named after you, Adrian Bernard. The building is named after you. The building is named Adrian Bernard Shelter. Adrian Bernard Women's Center. That's the name I see on the building. Adrian Bernard Women's Center.
My God. Jesus.
And people's lives will be changed when they come in that building.
Oh, glory.
They're coming in tore down. They're coming in broken. They're coming in hurting. They're coming shattered. Oh, the love, the staff. And the Lord said, you must handpick your staff because they have to have the same spirit that you have.
Jesus.
You would not place people in position that does not have your spirit.
Oh, God.
And he said when they come in, you will literally see transformation in your eyes. You will see people's lives. Literally. 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 Literally.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get ready.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Get ready. I mean, get ready. I mean, get ready. Get ready. Sister Ruby, Miss Ruby, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
There's an anointing that's getting ready to hit you, my baby. The Lord's going to get ready to deal with you with visions and dreams. Hallelujah to God. I see a young man. I don't know who this young man is connected to you, Miss Ruby, but he's running from the Lord. Hallelujah to God. I don't know if it's a son or a nephew, but the hand of the Lord is on him. Hallelujah to God. And because of your prayers and because of your belief, the Lord has put a shield around him. Hallelujah to God. Oh, God, did he will say, he will shout. But not many days hence, said the Lord, this man will come running to the Lord and say, what must I do to be saved? Get ready.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Get ready.
Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, as I depart this line, I speak an anointing over this broadcast line. I speak an apostolic anointing.
Yes.
I speak an apostolic anointing.
Yes.
I speak an apostolic anointing over these airways today. Lord, I speak and lives will be changed. Men's hearts will be restored. Hey, both everybody, everything the devil has seeked to take away. God, you said this lie will be known as restoration.
Jesus.
This ministry will be known as restoration.
Yes, God.
And we give you praise and we give you honor in Jesus' name. But love, we got to go. I love you, Pastor Bernard. Y'all be blessed.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor Hill. We love you. We appreciate it. Could you give them your number before you go?
Oh,
did he hang up already? Hallelujah.
You want the number?
Yes.
Okay,
I don't have it. I don't know it by heart. I have to get it off my book.
Okay,
but anyway,
so,
hallelujah.
Area code 601-454.
No, the number for the broadcast.
Oh, for the broadcast.
His broadcast. Yeah, well, you, those of you that's on Facebook and Twitter, you can access his information, Apostle Anthony Hill. He has a radio blog at 3:30 Pacific time. That's 5:30 Central and 6:30 Eastern time. So in a little bit, he'll be on. Amen. So, oh, God, anybody else that we did not acknowledge that's on the line, I saw Prophet, I think it was Prophet Pearson.
Yeah, I just opened his line.
Amen, amen. I was trying to get him to pray for him before he left, but that's all right. God knows. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you. How y'all doing? Let's praise the Lord for being on the line. Let's come to fellowship. Amen. To listen in and give God glory and to give God praise. Amen. We just thank God for what he's doing now. Some things we don't understand and some things we would never understand, but we have to ask God to give us the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Amen. Y'all continue to pray my joy and strength in the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you, bless you, bless you, man of God. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you. Ooh,
I'm so full. I can't do anything else. Go ahead, Sister Ruby. Hallelujah.
The number 786-4280.
Amen. God bless all of you. This is Apostle Hill's wife, Lady Nicole Hill.
God bless you, Lady Nicole. God bless you.
God bless you. Such an awesome, awesome word. I just wanted to give y'all a number because he had to get off. The number to the broadcast. Amen. The number to the broadcast is area code 646-478-4177. 646-478-4177. 4177.
Amen. Amen. You have anything you'd like to say to the people, Lady?
I just look forward to meeting you, Pastor Bernard.
Thank you.
I can't wait to meet you.
Oh, God, I miss you in Mississippi, but I'm looking forward to you all coming for the crusade. You're just so sweet, and I pray God's blessings over you right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I pray for this woman of God. Hey, Jesus,
thank
that's
you,
standing
Jesus.
With her husband. Amen. That is, that is interceding with him. Amen. And praying for the people
thank
of God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. I pronounce perpetual blessings on you, your family. Hey,
thank
you, Messiah, your ministry. Hey, amen. Hallelujah. People don't even realize the responsibility of a husband and a wife that is married to a leader. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord for you today, Lady Nicole. May God forever strengthen you. Hallelujah. And keep you anointed. Keep you with the sweet, loving spirit and the compassion that you have for souls. Everybody don't have that. Glory to God, but we cover you with God's word, and we cover you with his blood. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah, for this awesome woman of God. Hallelujah, this great first lady. Hallelujah, keep your angels surrounding her, God. Hallelujah, let her never be in lack of nothing. No good thing
to
withhold from her, God. We bless you for it. We give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Looking forward to seeing you, Lady Nicole. God bless you.
God bless all of you. Thank you so much for your prayers. Thank you. I receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen. God, we love you with the love of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Sister Ruby, you're the Messiah. God, we bless you.
Going to Elder Peggy Jones. She's been on for a while. She's back on. Elder Peggy Jones. And then my Davis, we're coming to you in a minute. Prophet Peggy Jones.
Amen. How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Oh, wonderful. Good to hear your voice.
She's been on.
It's so good to hear you guys. Boys, I didn't get a chance to hear the broadcast today, but I go back in the archives and listen to what I've been doing.
Thank you, God.
Into the archives and listening to this powerful word that's coming every day. God has blessed me with I'm back in the workforce. I haven't worked outside the house in 2 years. I haven't worked outside the house in 2 years. And actually, when I went to take a friend of mine to the employment office, wasn't looking for a job, but guess what? God gave me a job. Daycare center opened up, a new daycare center opened up with a friend of mine that knew me, and she needed a director, and needed to say she talked to me one day, and I started the next day. Just thank God for that. I just miss you guys, talking to you guys. I've been listening to you guys. I've been missing just hearing your voice, talking to you guys on the call every day.
Yeah.
I tell you, when you used to get a rhema word and you used to get some fuel every day at the gas station, we go to get fuel up. I've been running on empty. Satan's been coming at me. I want y'all to be in prayer with me. My dad just found out last week that the doctors say prostate, but we say healing.
All right.
We'll go
standing
back
in agreement with you.
He'll go back on the 13th of this month. He'll go back, and the doctors will let him know everything that they're going to do to take care of the prostate. We're speaking complete whole healing. We're speaking healing, no side effects. We're just speaking that God is going to move miraculously in his life. My dad is from a deep down Southern Baptist, so I had a fight in the first 2 days with his speech. I said, you know what, you got to speak out your own mouth.
All
right.
So now he's speaking out of his own mouth. So God be the glory of that. I'll be a grandmother again on Friday. I'll take my granddaughter tomorrow, and my son and his wife going to do a C-section tomorrow. So y'all be in prayer with that tomorrow. But
amen.
I just want to say I miss you guys. I've been listening to the broadcast on in the evening time when I get off work.
Yes,
and God has opened up doors that I could be on more now. I'm going in early. I'm going in at 5:30, getting off now, 2:30, 3 o'clock, so I'll be able to get on more. Most likely I'll be able to get on almost every day again. But I just want to tell y'all keep living in the name of Jesus. Keep putting this word out there. That's one of the reasons why I did that 21-day scripture.
Oh, and that's been a blessing to me. I told you, I've been having you laughing, because when I forget, I say I'm on California time.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I get it in before midnight that next day. That is beautiful. She's did a 21-day challenge where she's asking people to post scriptures for 21 days, and I've been enjoying that. I've been enjoying it. It's been encouraging to me.
Yes, ma'am. You see, where my husband's friends were talking about it, one of the ministers and stuff, saying, oh, Facebook this and Facebook that and Facebook. I said, well, if all the Christians get off Facebook, who's going to give them a word? Just to show you quickly how God changed it around, one young lady I know, she did this little thing on Facebook, and it was a picture she put on there, and they were supposed to write a story about what the picture looked like, the old lady in a rocking chair, and she started saying, once upon, gave you two words. She said, once upon, and I said, somebody said a time. And then one girl came on there, and she went crazy, went nasty with it. And then the girl said, let's change it up and do it again. And she put once upon again. Another girl put a time. And then I put on there, she prayed. And everybody saw it. It changed the whole atmosphere. And the young lady, she said, Miss Pig, I know that's why God put you in my life. And we're on Facebook so we can show Christ the book, the holy book. That's why we're on
all
there.
Right.
So that's one reason why God gave me the 21-day scripture challenge where we can put something positive on there. So if you're on the Facebook, look me up, tag me on your page, and just start from what we are, and just start putting the scripture on there and adding, see how many people are joining with you put a word out there for God, but I just want to let y'all know I love you guys. I miss you. Y'all, Ms. Ruby, all y'all, evangelists, everybody. Sister Hill, good to hear your voice. I came in earlier and heard a little bit from Apostle Hill. Tell him I say hello, and we love y'all, you guys, and we just praying for the ministry.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate you, Ella Jones. It's been such a blessing, and I know you're happy when you're able to get back out there and you're able to bring some things into your family lives that you've been absent of for a while. It is a blessing. So we know you have to do what you do, and we know God is going to continue to strengthen and bless you. And we're lifting up your father right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask that report come back negative in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You are a healer by your stripes. He is healed, God. And we're asking you, God, to activate his faith. Activate his faith, Lord God. Well, he can believe and he can walk in that healing, God. He can receive it and know that you are God that can't lie. Hallelujah. You're God that whatever you pronounce over our lives, it will certainly come to pass. Continue to bless the woman of God. Bless her husband, God. Bless her on the new job, God. Bring children into the daycare, God. Give her wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God. And let her be a light that's shining in that daycare, God. God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
let her be a light, Lord God, and a witness to those parents of those children, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Supernatural blessings. For this woman of God and the work that she is doing in the kingdom, God. We thank you and we praise
you
for it in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Love you, love you, love you.
Love
amen, amen. Anybody else,
amen.
Sister Ruby, we get letting you all off early today. Apostle Hill just preached for about 20 minutes, and it was, but he had a word. He had a word. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord. So we're going to get right on off of here. Sister Ruby, anybody else, you can go ahead and have the final remarks and close us out with the word of prayer. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you. Hey. Yes, Lord, I bless you. Glory. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Sister
Thank
Dawn.
You. Hallelujah.
Okay, she's not answering. Let's go to, that is Cena's number. Oh, Chad. Okay, Chad, but then I'm praying. Brother Chad.
Yes, let's stay.
Yes, Hello. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Will you pick me up uptown or downtown? Because I'm going to have to stay downtown because my mama
Chaz, will you? I'll talk with you after the broadcast, okay? Can you do that for me? Bless the Lord. Amen, amen. We're going to a women's empowerment conference. Mother Lois Blakes is hosting a conference tonight at 1616 Carondelet Street here in the city of New Orleans. That conference will take place Tuesday, Wednesday, and Tuesday through Friday. Amen. So those of you that's in the New Orleans area, amen, all the surrounding areas, we invite you to come out and be a support. Amen. So you can see that flyer on Facebook or on Twitter. You can go to New Home Ministries, and they have their own page, amen, and you can see that flyer regarding this conference tonight. Amen. Remember the Citywide Crusade. Amen. We're asking you all to pray for our speakers. Amen. For every speaker that God is blessing to come and speak a word into the hearing of his people. We're asking for prayer for them. Amen, amen. We're also asking you, those that would, that you would continue to fast and pray with us. Amen, that God would do what nobody else can do but him. Here in the city of New Orleans, I'm looking for souls to be changed, amen, transformed out of darkness into this marvelous light. So mark your calendar, September the 4th through the 6th, 2014, amen, and pray for Minister Democrat as he continue with his travels, amen. God is doing some great things in his life, so we want you to remember the man of God. He won't be on the line for a while, but because he's working, amen, but when he's able to get in and do, he maybe can do something, satellite, amen, from the places that God has him to travel in, amen. So we're looking for that, amen. So we thank God for everything that our ears have heard today, amen. We're going to go to Sister Ruby and let her dismiss us with the word of prayer, and she can give us our final final closing if she'd like to. Maybe one Pastor Martin can close us out with a word of prayer, however. Amen. God bless, Sister Ruby.
God bless. I went back to Pastor Martin. Your line is open because she dropped off. Were you finished?
Okay.
Were you finished, Pastor? Pastor Martin?
Yes.
Yeah, you dropped off and you came back on. Were you finished? Or
yeah,
did you
my
have...
phone just cut out. Yeah, cut out.
I'm sorry, did you have anything else that you added? Because I said we'd go
No.
Back.
No.
Okay, then.
Amen.
Okay. God bless you. I guess Evangeline Bernard wanted you to close out. I don't have
Did you have any final remarks before she closed us out with the word of prayer?
Oh, no.
And I definitely want her to, Pastor Apostle Hill, I had asked him to play for Prophet Michael Lewis and the bereaved family, so we'll have Pastor Martin to do that. Any final remarks from you, Sister Ruby?
Just a blessed word, and I'm glad of that. Elder Jones got back on. We seen you on yesterday, and we know you had to get off, and you was on today. So God bless you. It's good seeing you. Back over you, Pastor Martin. You can close us out.
All right. Remember tomorrow, before she come and do our benediction, remember tomorrow, Prophetess Theodora Glover from Dunamis Ministries International out of Atlanta, Georgia. She will be ministering for us on tomorrow. And
Thursday, Prophet Michael Davis will be ministering for us. And on Friday, somebody say Friday. Friday, we'll have the Chicago man, Bishop Jesse Grant, who is known on Facebook as the bishop that is just talking out loud. He will be with us on Friday. So, hey, tune in. If you're able to get on and you're not doing anything, tune in. We're going to finish this week out with a bang. Amen. We're going to believe and know that Jesus can do anything. But he can't fail. Amen. God bless you, prophets. I'm calling Pastor Beatrice. That's fivefold ministry. You're still in your calling. Thank you, woman of God. We appreciate you. We're going to ask you to pray for Pastor Michael Lewis and that bereaved family. Amen. And close us out with the word of prayer. God bless you. Ah, Jesus. Lord, we love you today, God. We love you, Jesus. Did she drop off? No more fire. Pastor Martin?
She dropped. I think she, I'm looking now. She dropped off, but we have another number up here. It looked like they want prayer, so I think I haven't seen it. Let me open the line and let them. Now, 661-0240.
Hello. Hello everybody. Yep. Hello everybody. I'm just calling in, checking in, and I just wanted to let me introduce myself. My name is Jermaine, and I'm just calling in for a prayer for inspiration and what the Lord may have to respond with me today.
Amen.
Fresh Rhema word.
Raymond, what area are you calling from, Jermaine?
I'm calling from the area, state of Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. Have you called in before? Your voice sound familiar.
Yes, I might. I believe I have called in before.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Yes. It's been some time, though.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're still here. Monday through Friday at the 1 o'clock hour, we still here. So we're going to pray right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You heard the man of God prayer request, God. He's praying for inspiration. God, and can't nobody inspire us like you, God. Oh, God, you know every need that he have. Amen. You know how to reach in places that we can't go. But the Spirit, the Spirit is the one that make it intercession for. You said we don't even know what to pray for as we should, but the Spirit making intercession for us. So, God, we ask in your Spirit, God, to go before this man of God today, God, and honor the sincere desires of his heart, God, everything that he's petitioning you for. We're standing in agreement with him today, God. We ask in you, Lord God, to let your will, not ours, but your will, be done in his life, God. We come against every stronghold. Hallelujah. We come against every spirit that's not like you. We even come against the spirit of fear. Hey, because you didn't give us the spirit of fear, but you gave us the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. God, and we asking you, God, to forever let this man of God walk, hallelujah, in love. Walk with that power. Messiah, and always have a sound mind. Hallelujah. Give him a mind, Lord God, to sound the trumpet. Give him a mind, Lord God, to denounce those things that's not of you, God. In the name of Jesus, we call a hedge around this man of God today. In the name of Jesus, a blood covering, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Inspire him, God. Inspire him to write. God, inspire him when you wake him up early in the morning, God, and you put a word in his spirit, and you give him a vision, God. Help him, Lord God, to get his pen and paper together, and where he'll be able to write what you're saying to him, and he'll be able to express it at that appointed time. We pray these blessings over this man of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Are you a minister?
Yes.
Jermaine?
No, I'm not a minister.
Yeah, I think I've told you that before. You got a calling on your life. You got to yield to it.
Yes.
You got to yield to it.
You know, you are, and that's just confirmation because the prophets have said that. And I am actually a teacher.
You're a teacher. All right.
Yes.
All right.
That's
part of the fivefold ministry.
Yes, yes.
You know, teacher.
I need a school on the prophetic because I do believe that God is trying to tell me you need to cross over and do the greater things of what God wants me to do. So I believe that with all my heart, and it's just a matter of having that voice of God and implementing it to our children as well as families, because I do believe that our families today, they need God more than ever. And I want to make a difference in a way where not only our children are connected in the schools, but the families have to have some connection and collaboration and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ as well. So I would love to cross over and do the will of God and explain that in order to make it today, Jesus loves you. And you can do all things through Christ. All things through Christ, and understand that your child can't fail if he does or she does all things through Christ. So I just wanted to say
Amen.
Thank you for that blessed word. Mm. And that's just confirmation to me. Confirmation to me again.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
God bless you.
Our best advantages, man. We're so thankful. She dropped the man. I'm Sister Ruby at the switchboard. We're so thankful that the Lord allowed you to come in. We was closing out, but something told me to open up the switchboard and go to you, and what a blessing. The Lord knew who was going to be on this broadcast. So we thank you so very much, and you know our time. We're here 1 o'clock Monday through Friday Pacific time.
Yes.
California. You've been on before. So we thank you so very much, and we thank the Lord for holding it up just for you. So God bless you.
Thank you.
Well, God bless you. And we look forward to seeing you on the broadcast soon, okay? And you can tell us
what
God has done for you since you came on and got the prayer, what he has opened doors for you. God bless
now you.
Go ahead.
Now, you said you're on at 1 o'clock?
We're 1 o'clock California time. So
okay,
we're
yeah, so three, oh, you know what? So it's 5:30 here. That's
okay,
why.
Okay, so we're here what? I think we're 3 hours before you.
Right, 3 hours before.
Because you came on by the time we were closing out. So it's 1 o'clock California time.
Okay.
So that would be 3 o'clock, what, 4 o'clock your time?
Right, 4 o'clock my time. But I'll actually be still getting out of school then. So
okay,
I'll probably catch the end of the show like I'm doing now.
Just let the Lord lead you because he knows what he want to say and how he want to do, you know, and how he's bringing you in. So God bless you, and thank you so much for tuning in. Glad of the Lord to tune in today, okay?
Thank you so much.
God bless you. We're going to go back to our pastor that was on and she got cut off. Is she okay? Pastor Beatrice?
Yes.
Okay, Evangeline Bernard wanted you to close out. Who did she want you to pray for? Was it Michael Lewis? His daughter.
Michael
Lewis. And,
well, my phone dropped. Michael Lewis.
I know. That's why I'm going back to you. But anyway, she wanted you to pray. Just pray for everybody on the broadcast that's here.
Okay.
You know, close us out with the prayer. And God bless you.
All right. Okay. God, we on today, God. Just thanking and praising and worshiping you for another day. Father, you say they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. So, Father, we thank you that on today you will live and move and have our being. Father, we thank you for that fresh manna from heaven on today. Impartation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that we're going through the process. So, Father, we know that when the fiery trials come, we can count it all joy. Father, we thank you for that rich word because you said, man shall not live by bread alone,
but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Father, we lift up Prophet Michael Lewis. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we lift up his family and his loved ones. Father, we ask that you be Jehovah Shalom. You are his peace that surpasses all understanding, that keeps his heart and mind through Christ Jesus. You said in your word that we can cast all our cares upon you, for you care for him in this time of bereavement, for his family, oh God. Be their peace that has broken down every wall. Father, let words of comfort come forth. Father, let us rise up and begin to call and minister and pray ye one for another. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that all things work together for the good of them who love you, who are called according to your purpose. Father, I pray that even in this, Father, that you would strengthen his family. God, that you would uphold them, because you said in Psalm 46, verse 1, God, you are their refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Father, we pray that he continue to lift his eyes unto the hills from which cometh your help. Father, we pray for all that are on the line. Father, we ask that you will cover Michael Lewis' family. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I say a prayer of faith for all of us as we come touching and agreeing. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you, God, you said if we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, we will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Father, let your hedge of protection cover us. Father, order our steps in your word. Go before us and make every crooked place straight and every rough edge smooth. Father, you said if we're weak, that's when your strength is made perfect. But, Father, you said in your word, has thou not known, has thou not heard, the everlasting God, faint not, neither is weary. There is no searching of the understanding. You give it power to the faint, and to those that have no might, you increase our strength. Even the youth shall get weary, and young men shall utterly fall. But you say, but they that wait upon the Lord, you shall renew our strength. We shall mount up on wings as an eagle. We shall walk and not get weary. We shall run and not faint. So, Father, we thank you for this line on today. We know that faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Father, as we continue to walk by faith and not by sight, you said in the just shall live by faith. We know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, because you said if we have faith as tiny as a mustard seed, we can speak to that mountain and be removed and cast into the midst of the sea. So, Father, we thank you that our labor of love is not in vain. You said that we ought to always pray and not faint. You said effective, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. So, Father, as these prayers avail on today, you said upon this rock you will build your church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Father, as Mike go on his way out today, Father, comfort his heart. Father, strengthen in the man. God, continue to keep him walking in the spirit on today. Father, comfort him. Father, protect him and keep your angel around about him. You said you would give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. So we seal this prayer under the blood. We seal the word under the blood. We seal this line under the blood. We seal each and every person under the blood. And Father, we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise for what took place on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
and
you,
amen.
Lord.
We so thank
hallelujah.
You. Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
It's not by might nor by power.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we know that you're able to do exceeding above and above all we can even ask and think.
Hallelujah.
So we call those things as not, and so they are. Father,
hallelujah.
Be holy, that every man of our conversation be holy. It's power in what we say. So, Father, we speak life to every day and situation, and we give you the glory. We pray for the mothers that are on the line and that are absent from the line. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, strengthen and protect them. Oh, God, undergird them. You said, fear thou not, for I'm with you. I will strengthen you, and I will help you, and I will uphold you. God, we thank you, and we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Bless
hallelujah.
You,
thank you, Jesus.
Feed all our needs, oh God. Bless
hallelujah.
The
every seed.
And our blessings will not go unrewarded. Bless you. Thank you for now, God. Meet every need, God, on today. In the name of Jesus. Financial miracles. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yolanda, open a minute. Hallelujah. Yolanda, open a minute. Hallelujah. For we close out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you. Thank you.
No, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you and give you the glory and all the praise. All the honor belongs to you. We thank you so much, Pastor Martin, with the closing prayer and praying for all the churches. It's about Jesus in Stockton, California. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, we're so excited. Woo, it's been anointed all week, every week, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You anointed men and women, hallelujah, to bring the word of life to us. God bless. Woo, glory.
Comfort, you're the wonderful comforter. You are the peace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. All that saving and deliverance and healing takes place. Oh, God, we touch in the
tree,
oh God. In the name of Jesus, we sing your word.
Thank you, Lord. We sing your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anointing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We just thank you. Hallelujah. For what you have done on this broadcast today, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you and praise. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, glory, glory. We thank you so much for prayer, Pastor Martin. The Lord kept you coming back on this line. You kept dropping off, but the Lord know who he wanted to close out with prayer today. We're so thankful for it. Evangelist Bernard dropped off. She won't be back on, but she talked about the crusade and be encouraged and come on the Lord. Oh, this whole month, that her topic is empowered souls for destiny. The Lord
amen.
Gave her that. And tomorrow, I think tomorrow she said, Prophetess Theodore Glover out of Dunamis Ministries will be ministering tomorrow. So please, Dunamis Ministries International, Atlanta, Georgia, Prophetess Theodore Glover. So please join us. 1 o'clock, or if not, whatever time you can go back into the archives, or you know, and listen to the broadcast. We truly know that you send a word to bless you. And with that, we gonna close out. And I said, you know what? I wasn't at so much peace when I got on, but I'm at peace now. Woo! So I'm
hallelujah.
Vicki Yoli, let us.
You came and laid your hands on me, and now, oh, Lord, you came and laid your hands. hands on me, and now I can see my storm has moved away. Died for me on Calvary, and now, oh, 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 you died for me on Calvary, and now I can see my storm. Come on, can you port your storm right now? My storm has moved away. I'm at peace. Come on, you want to lift your hands and thank Him for peace. Even though I remember the day, Lord, I remember the moment, Lord, you came and laid your hands on me, and now, oh, 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 Lord, you died for me on Calvary, and now, I can see my storm has moved away. Came and laid your hands on me, and now I can see clearly. Now the rain is gone. You came and laid your hands on me, and now it'll be all over in the morning. You came and laid your hand on me, and now I can see my storm has moved away.
I'm at Peace by Vicki Yo. We thank you so much for coming. To play again. We're closing out. God bless. Thank you for tuning in.